When in Rome by Nio Marsh. The book's dedication reads, "For His Excellency the Ambassador and Mrs. McIntosh and the staff of the Residence, New Zealand Embassy in Rome, who made it possible." Chapter 1. Barnaby in Rome. Barnaby Grant looked at the Etruscan bride and bridegroom who reclined so easily on their sarcophagal couch, and wondered why they had died young, and whether, as in Verona, they had died together. Their gentle lips, he thought, brushed with amusement, might easily tilt into the arrowhead smile of Apollo and Hermes. How fulfilled they were, and how enigmatically alike! What signal did she give with her largish hands? How touchingly his hand hovered above her shoulder! "From Cerveteri," said a guide rapidly, 530 years before Christ." "Christ!" said a tourist on a note of exhaustion. The party moved on. Grant stayed behind for a time, and then, certain that he desired to see no more that morning, left the Villa Giulia and took a taxi to the Piazza Colonna for a glass of beer. As he sat at the curbside table in the Piazza Colonna, Barnaby thought of the Etruscan smile and listened to thunder. The heavens boomed largely above the noon traffic, but whatever lightning there might be was not evident, being masked by a black canopy of low and swollen cloud. At any moment, thought Barnaby, Marcus Aurelius' column will prick it, and like a foul bombard it will shed its liquor, and then what a scene! Before him on the table stood a glass and a bottle of beer. His mackintosh was folded over the back of his chair, and on the ground, leaning against his leg, was a locked attaché.